Good day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Friday, October 28. Coming up, Prime Minister commends OUR, Health Ministry ahead with plans for flu season, and Agriculture Ministry carries out frosty pod rot disease surveys in Clarendon. The details after this message.
Calling all government pensioners in Kingston, St. Andrew and St. Catherine. The Accountant General's Department is coming your way. On Friday, October 28, the AGD will be at the Emmanuel Apostolic Church, Portmore Pines at 10 a.m. Come hear about the life certificate plans. Get financial advice from Jamaica National. Speak directly with Sagicor about your GOJ health plan. Get free health checks from NHF and stay for the entertainment prizes and surprises. That's the AGD's Pensioners Information Forum, Friday, October 28th, Emmanuel Apostolic Church, Portmore Pines at 10 a.m.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the Office of Utilities Regulation, OUR, must be commended for its work in policing and protecting the interests of consumers. Addressing the 14th Annual Conference of the Organization of Caribbean Utilities Regulators, OOCUR, recently, the Prime Minister said the country has seen the improvement of service standards, as well as the creation of a regulatory framework to support the orderly expansion of utilities.
Over the past decade, the regulatory sector has evolved in response to greater consumer demand. During the first half of the year, the OUR's Consumer Affairs Unit, through its action, was able to secure approximately $2 million as compensation for utility customers. So yes, the OUR is very relevant.
Mr. Holness adds that the agency has come under pressure in recent time as consumers demand more out of their utility providers. He says statistics show that the OUR has maintained its role as the consummate watchdog group. The Ministry of Health has stocked up on influenza vaccine as part of preventative measures for this year's flu season. Speaking at a press briefing in New Kingston Thursday, Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton said the ministry has acquired about 500% more doses of the vaccine than in previous years.
We have stocked up, and it's here in the country, by somewhere in the region of 500% more than what we have had in the previous year. So we have, on average, 23,780 doses of the vaccine in stock.
Dr. Tufton is encouraging Jamaicans, especially frontline health workers, to get the flu vaccine. Vaccines are accessible to the public at health centers across the island, as well as at private physicians. The health minister is reminding that good hygiene and sanitation practices are also important in staving off the illness. The flu season generally runs from December to March. Meanwhile, the United States Centers for Disease Control, CDC, is providing $400,000 in grant funding to Jamaica for 1 year to mitigate any possible outbreak of the flu virus. Last year, there were over 1,700 severe cases of the virus, including 7 deaths. In 2015, just over 930 persons suffered from severe strains of the virus, while 611 contracted the illness in 2014 and 773 in 2013. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton is urging Jamaicans to take the necessary precautions to minimize the spread of influenza.
First of all, it's a sanitary issue. It's about washing of the hands. It's about good hygiene and managing your hygiene status. So in terms of how you cough, washing the hands and keeping it clean, those are critical approaches to minimize your risks.
Symptoms of the flu virus include fever, sore throat, runny or stuffy nose, muscle or body aches, headaches, and fatigue. And the Ministry of Agriculture is conducting surveys in several communities in Clarendon to determine the extent of the outbreak of the frosty pod rot disease in the parish. The disease was first identified in Clarendon, which produces 70% of the cocoa grown in Jamaica. The disease has been identified to a smaller extent in St. Catherine and St. Mary. To date, meetings have been held with 500 farmers in 14 communities in Clarendon. The Agriculture Ministry launched an eradication program and issued a ministerial order in September in a bid to mitigate the effects of the disease. Under the order, all cases or suspected cases of frosty pod rot are to be immediately reported to the Plant Quarantine Branch and or the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, the Cocoa Industry Board, and the Research and Development Station at Bodles in St. Catherine. The movement of cocoa plants, pods, seedlings, and cuttings is also restricted. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.